In the middle over here, there's a lot of talk in Rishonim about what's the dream of the ladder. In other words, what are all the different elements over here? So Ramban says, "Ver eyu ki hu yisbarach nitzav al asulam umafticho liyakov aftoch gdoila loydia shuloya biyara malachim avliya chelak Hashem yeimoy tamid." So the flow of the parasha is that there is the normal world is held by Malachim and things happen through Malachim. Yaakov Avinu, it's going to be just a Kadosh Baruch Hu Nitzav Alav. That's going to be the Anhaga. I want to explain a little bit about the significance of it. So it's a very nice thing. It's wonderful. But there are two nekudas that I think are important to be aimed on and what the significance of it is. One is, it has to do with Yaakov's Mida. Yaakov's Mida is Emes. And the Mida of Emes, and it's not only his Mida is Emes, and he becomes the basis for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael builds only from Yaakov. You must have an Avram for Klal Yisrael. You must have a Yitzchak. Neither of the two are sufficient. They're both necessary, but they're not sufficient. It's only with Yaakov that you have Klal Yisrael, and Yaakov's name converts to Yisrael. So the inyan of that is that the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world comes through many pieces. And each and every of these pieces is an HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the midas of Avram and Yitzhak are very distinct midas. Each one is 100% a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but neither within itself gives me the emes picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whatever it is that Avraham and Yitzhak do and accomplish, it can't become the permanent structure. Well, let's give an example. Let's take a simple example. I guess the easiest way to express like different midas. Imagine you have a teacher who is the perfect teacher. You know, that only like in Yeshiva Greater Washington is the only place we'd have such teachers. Such a perfect teacher. Now, sometimes you walk into a classroom and you act very, very stern. You yell, you point out problems and so on and so forth. Sometimes you walk in, you're very encouraging. Sometimes you're distant. Now, each and every person that sees one of these interactions says, oh, he's a strict teacher. He's a warm teacher, he's an uncaring teacher, etc., etc. But if somebody, let's say, sees the entire picture and he sees that the teacher is always applying the best interaction possible that fits the best, then he realizes that really he's a teacher. And a teacher is not a captain, not someone who braces, not someone who yells, not someone this. It's someone who has a big picture and uses different tools to get the student to do what he's supposed to do. That's the picture of it. The tefisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any one midah is by definition an incomplete tefisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So chesed is a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, but it is not the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and neither is din. It's only Yaakov where the midah of Yaakov is the balance of the different anhagas together to form a certain derech, that becomes that mahalach. So malachim are the level at which we're tofes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhagas as a certain circumscribed anhaga. And that's why a malach doesn't do two shlichas, because a malach by definition is a clearly defined anhaga, and not more. Once you have somebody that's koil everything, that's above everything else, so first of all, you have the correct tefisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's one part of it. Two, everything in the Bria is perceived. It's my hanhog hashgacha of Akash Baruch Hu is perceived, not only when I understand the bad things Akash Baruch Hu does in order to set me straight, not only when I understand the good things, when I understand all the pa'ulos together, in this, like the way I would understand the teacher when he's using all the different hanhogas. So Yaakov Avinu was that Ishalim. He also was the one who founded Klal Yisrael, who carry on Klal Yisrael's role is to keep that going. The Rambam, when he speaks in Hilchos Deos about V'alachta B'Derech of Mahu Af'ata, he calls that the Derech of Yaakov Avinu. In other words, that Hanhaga is Yaakov, and B'Meila he was above Malachim. Okay, then the Ramban brings a Shita, V'adas Rav Elazar Gadol, Hoysa Zeis Hamarek Inyan Bein Apsorim Lavram. So according to Abdazah, what he says, he showed him all the Sarim, it means he showed him a preview of all the Galias, and it was Maftiach him that he would go with him. And then he brings a Pirkei Avos, Akash Baruch Hu the four Malchias, Moishlon ve'Avdon. He saw them ruling over the world and getting destroyed. Hereu Sar Malchus Bavel Oyle Shibmukam Yerid. He showed him that the Sar of Bavel went up 70 steps and went down. Malchus Moda is 52. Malchus Yovan is 180. And Malchus Edoim, he saw him go up and not come down. Amal Yaakov, Achal, Shoel, Teiret, Turat, Amlakash Prochem, Taibia, Kanesh, and so on. So Ramban brings another sheet that this is something that is going on, referring to his Malchus and so on. I want to explain the second point that the Ramban is saying in line with that first point. The Arba Malchus are not just Tsaris. This happened to be four really bad malchus that we suffered from, and Akash Baruch saves from all of them. It's wonderful. The Maral explains in their mitzvah. You can ask Yaakov, then their mitzvah is available for sale. The Ramban says in their mitzvah that the Maral says in their mitzvah that the Dalad malchus represent the alternative possibilities to Akash Baruch Hu's hanhaga. So he says, if you visualize a point, there are four directions on a flat surface that you can go away from that point. You can go east, west, north, south. So, and the Maral says it in relationship to the fact that it says in Bereishis, and so on, that's where you have a remez for the Dalad Malchus. What are they doing there? So the Maral explains the Dalad Malchus, their Sheirish is counter Bria. In other words, these are the areas where things can go wrong. And let's understand that a minute. Whenever I have a car, let's say, I'll take a machine, a car. So a car has X amount of vital components. This provides the fuel. This provides the push and the drive. This provides this. Anyone, so if I'm guessing in what areas could a car fail, it's going to be in any one of those areas that actually make it work. So when we have a description of Bria Sa'olam, we also have a description automatically of anti-Bria Sa'olam, meaning within the world, if Oyer is the center of the world, Choshech, and there's Tehoim, and there's Toyu, and there's Voyu. Now, each one of these Dalad Malchus is a going the other direction. So, Lamashal, if a person is an Erlich Yid, but he has a weakness, he has a problem in one area or another area, then common is saying, so one person is a person who's a wonderfully dedicated Jew, he's a big Baal Taiva. So if I present him with something that will really, really attract his Taiva, he's going to be Nichshol. A second person is okay with taiva, but he has a tremendous chemda. And if an nisayon with money comes up, if it's a big enough nisayon, he is going to do what he shouldn't do, and so on. So these are the counterbalances. Now, Yaakov Avinu, because he was shalem in all the inyanim, he was able also to be, you know, he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him all four malchias and how they will come to an end. He was able to see it because in his midah, there's a shleimus that counterbalances the other one. That's a way in which I would like to see the Ramban as being proud with the other Ramban. Okay, the next piece is also a description of the Cholam, and this is a Drashas Haran. The Drashas Haran says this is going to be very, very different Mahalak completely. Kishir Madregas Ha'adam La'asik B'nevuah Ve'echad M'shtei Dvarim. In Madregas Ha'cholam Madregas Ha'mar, a Navi can be Ma'asik Nevuah either through a Mar or through a Cholam. And then he sees it dressed up as a metaphor, like it says, and this is it's basically a demonstration of what Eretz Yisrael is. So the first thing is the Ran rejects the push, the pshat everybody learns, that he showed the Malachim going up and down. Because, in other words, if the point of this was to show Malachim controlling the world, those type of Malachim, so then he would have the Malachim come down and then go up. Because, you know, the Shluchim coming down, the fact that they're Olam V'Yordam means that whatever it is in this world that is Mis'ala, it's from Eretz Yisrael. He was showing him, this is the spot where everything that goes upwards, which is Tzadikim, this is where they go upwards from. So why is it Olam V'Yordam? I mean, Tzadikim is a one-way ticket. So the Ran says no. There is no such thing as a straight aliyah for tzaddikim. Ki nefesh ha'odim ha'shemanesh ha'shtei pnios al tzaramay al tzaramata. V'ef shekol oit shetiyah beguf shetiyah pnios al tzaramay levad av titzor gam kenhoz demata an hagas gufa. There is no such thing as a person not turning back and taking care of his needs and so on. In other words, just like the mashal, let's give an example. If you want to make a car or an airplane, let's say we want to make an airplane that flies the fastest possible, you would have to eliminate all the seats and the seating and anything there that's there for the comfort of people. If you want to have people go on the plane, then you need to sacrifice some of it for the people. If a person's job, if a person was just a pure neshama, then we could plot his aliyah as, you know, a straight line going up. But a person's a goof, which means he's got to take into account his inyanim of the goof, and that means sacrificing some of what could have been. So lemashal, a person can learn for a certain amount of time, and then if he doesn't take a break, each person, depending on him, his mind works less and less. He is more and more frustrated. So there is no such thing as a straight aliyah. It always must incorporate where you are and what you are. So
he says,
So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing him how important Eretz Yisrael is and why it's important to get to Eretz Yisrael. And he says, so is the place from the where there's a Makom Aliyah. He calls the Aliyah Olam Yordan because of this phenomenon. I want to tell you something that's quite famous, but didn't hear of it. There's a Sefer Yasher. Now, Sefer Yasher, there's two Sefer Yashers. There's one Sefer Yasher that Rabbi Natam wrote. It's a halachic compendium, like the typical things like Shtof and Shainim, and it has many psakim Rabbi Natam and things Rabbi Natam, and it's a Sefer used in conjunction with Tosfos. There's another Sefer Yasher, the Musa Sefer. People attributed to Rabbi Natam, it's no Shas Rabbi Natam, and whatever it is, it's clear, it's a Rishon, and so on. He has a famous shtickel called On Yemei Ali, Yemei Av, Yemei Asina. And he says that people have a sort of cyclical cyclical progression and regression in the world of Ruchnius. People move forward and they do it with a lot of cheshik, then they lose cheshik and they slip back and forth. He doesn't describe why it's like that, but he describes what pushes the cycle in one direction or the other and how it's possible for a person to enhance one cycle over the other cycle. But he makes it very clear that the person should understand this is the Metzius. And don't think that there's a Metzius of you start from day one and it's just a straight line. It's always cyclical. What he's explaining it is because a person has two pulls. What we make a mistake is a person has a gewaldik musa shmuz and he has a lot of cheshin, he sits down and he learns real stark. And then an hour later, he begins to fidget. He gets got distracted and so on. And then he starts thinking of himself as being a hypocrite or he does it a shmuz or whatever. It's not like that. It's just like when you're propelling, you shoot up a rocket or a stone or something you throw up. The force that you put on it is moving it forward, but the thing itself has inertia and mass, and it's being pulled downwards. The body is the body. Now it changes, but very slowly over time. You can take a rocket and throw it, but you don't get rid of the mass by throwing it. That's not how it's going to work. It's going to keep coming down. And therefore, real progress goes with forward and a bit of back. Forward and a bit of back. Most people get so upset and so frustrated with their having expected to go straight forward that they give up after the second or third time. But once you understand that this is the natural cycle. And yes, maybe there was a big person, wasn't there? I don't know. But there's nothing to do with us. Then at least it's an understanding of what we're doing and so on. This is sort of a parenthetical remark. The Ron is just explaining why it's up and down. But he's going back to the Musik of Eretz Yisrael. Voidea oid ki betzeisem Eretz Yisrael utzoch shmirim yeched etzeis neshem. Basically, he was being told that because you're leaving Eretz Yisrael, you need more shmira. For Omro vina noichim chosh martich hoa shetelech vash vasich odom azois klarezov chada shemesises shebatiloch. V'chol ad shebemikre merach shadvarm. When it says ad, it's one of two things. E mshadov akoydim yipasik v'yaseis. To say something will last until that time. Ke omro v'laskenim oma shvulon abazeh ad shal shenosh v'alechem. So the word ad can mean only until that time and not more. And or it could mean that you will have it till then and further also, and certainly further. V'chein, v'chi lo azevcha ad Hashem ha-sisi hu al zeh ha-derech. Ki efshe she'pushu ki lo azevcha ad ha-sisi, avakhein azevcha. It doesn't mean that I will leave you afterwards. It means aval pirusha hodiyo she'b'yoyis tvei kazik m'shem yisrael b'yoyis v'eretz v'cheretz yisrael b'yoyis. Mischayim b'zeh she'ezvena. So he says, really what should have been is that in the interim, you should be left. I should have left you. But because Ba'asha is a chosekai mitzvah saviv, when she's vov, I'm a loyal sikin restaurant, yeshmrei Hashem azofi imoy, ki anidvak betoivim goyim shizkav liros Hashem yisbarach, which enesekein goyim lezara harichuk mehne. So basically, so the Ran says that it means I will make sure that when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you certainly have dashkacha. But until you come back to Eretz Yisrael, you're also going to have that hashgacha. So the Ran says that the point of this is to explain the special hashgacha in Eretz Yisrael, and to explain that despite the fact going to Chutz Laaretz, a person loses it, he will bear it with him until he comes back, and because he was going out for shlichus and mitzvahs of it. So I want to give it a little bit of a taich where it's not just the protection or whatever it is. In a similar vein to what Ramban said before, for somebody on Yaakov Avinu's Madrega, where he be'etzem has a sense of the totality of the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's only Shayach in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, a hanhaga of pure Hashgacha, pure Ruchnius, is really only possible in Eretz Yisrael. It's the only place. In other places, it is much less. There's a danger, a special danger, that a person who's used to that type of lifestyle, where there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so when he comes to a place that's less, then he drops it. It's just like a person who's used to, let's imagine a person is used to running, he's an athlete, and the track that he practices on is smooth and paved, and everything is really perfect about it. When he goes to a place that's much less, you know, it's like kind of a primitive place with a lot of potholes and so on, he loses it. He doesn't have that ability because he was only trained in perfection. The fact that a person in Eretz Yisrael, a person enjoys an incredible sense of Hashgacha, if he's shaykh to it. When he goes to Chutz Laaretz, he's not shaykh to it, that becomes very, very counterproductive to him. That becomes negative, because all of a sudden, I'm in a place where Hashgacha is less visible. So Hashem said to him, I will be with you there and watch over you. So the watching is in a ruchnistic sense. Obviously, Gashmis was difficult in both places. It wasn't anything. But even in an environment of Chutz Laaretz, where the person is still what's the right word for it? Where the person is in a much more difficult environment, be'etzem, especially regarding Yaakov Avinu's Madrega, it needs to have that Shmira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to add one to the little final piece that he says. He says the reason for it is because he was going to Mekayim Mitzvahs Aviv, Moshe Amar Lo Yisikach Ishnei Sknan, Yishmei Hashem Asoan. So it actually is one of the Hetayim to leave to Chutz Laaretz is to do a Shidach and so on. But Ramban says more than that. The Ran says more than that. And maybe the Ran would mean as follows. Let's give an example. Usually, when you travel to another country, the laws regarding you changes. You're in a different country. Also, the environment that you surround yourself with is a different country. So I'm traveling from here. I'm going to France. I expect my environment, my milieu will be French. There's an exception, and that is when I'm an ambassador. So when I'm an ambassador, I'm really a piece of the old country traveling. So, you know, some laws apply to the new country, but I still remain somehow under the framework of the old country. And, you know, you, when you have an embassy or consulate, you try to dress it up to look like the old country. That's the it's a bubble that you took along from someplace to here. Yitzchak Avinu was the quintessence of Eretz Yisrael. He never left Eretz Yisrael. He was Ola Tmima, and he was pure Eretz Yisrael. He sent him out to get a shidduch in Chutzatz. So Yitzchak Avinu couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael to go for a shidduch. And he was told strongly, Avram told Yosef, never take my son out there. So, but once Yitzchak Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael, and he was, so to speak, the essence of Eretz Yisrael, so when he sends Yaakov out to Chutz Laretz, it's as if Yaakov is still mekusher in some way to Eretz Yisrael. There's still a kesher between it. Because I'm going b'mitzvahs aviv, and I'd like to think it's specifically the mitzvahs aviv of Yitzchak, who is the atzmis of Eretz Yisrael. I'm not saying that that's muchach over there, but it's interesting. He says he's not. It's not because he's going to do a mitzvah. The halach is you're allowed to go to find a shidduch chutz laretz. So he was leaving Birshus, he was leaving, was okay. But he says, because going mitzvahs aviv, maybe it's because Yitzchak has this special that we're talking about. I don't know. It's al derech ha'efsha. Okay, we'll hold it here. This actually is not even, there are another one or two pieces, quite a long one actually, the Akedah, about what the meaning of Cholom is, because it's really one of the Cholomos that's not so easy to say what its meaning is. And you see, we have we've seen a few different meanings here, and we saw Lesia and so on. Any questions, any points, anything anybody wants to discuss or talk about it? Okay, next.
Whoever wants to talk and unmute, or whoever's on the phone can click *6 to unmute himself.
Just one more thing. Next week, we have a yeshiva get-together in Baltimore for the yeshiva function. So as of now, my assumption is there won't be. I think we're on for that get-together. If in case some shit happens, I'll let you know. But I don't see we could meet next week, Rav Hashem. But other than that, yeah. Okay. What?
No, it's a good
talk. Okay.